Researchers at the World Bank get a sense of what is interesting and policy relevant much earlier than anyone else, much earlier than academics. And also you have the expertise of those who are involved in actual policy that you can draw upon.
Welcome to Vox Dev Talks. My name is Tim Phillips. Recently for Vox Dev's second birthday, we spoke to Penny Goldberg of Yale, who's currently the chief economist at the World Bank, about the retreat from globalization. But while we had time with her, we also asked her about the role of the World Bank, how that's changing, and how researchers are guiding that change. I started by asking her that now she's been in the job for a year, is it what she expected?
Actually, it's less than a year. It's formally 6 months. So it's been a very short time. It's a very interesting job. I cannot say it's what I expected because coming from academia, I didn't know what to expect. It's one thing that makes the job very interesting is that every day you are faced with a different situation. But it's certainly a very useful experience, I would say.
And it's very different to being at Yale, I would guess.
Absolutely. I actually think it's a very useful experience for an academic to join an organization such as the World Bank. And vice versa, I think it's very good for the World Bank to get the perspective of an outsider from time to time.
Day to day, what do you do?
Sadly, I have a lot of meetings, and that's something that's very different from my previous life. I try very hard to put a limit to those. So I still try to do a little bit of research, but most of the time I manage other people's research. So I am the head of the research department. The World Bank has a very strong and very large research department consisting of 400 people. These are people who collect and process data and analyze data, but these are also people who do analytical research. So as chief economist, I'm in charge of the research agenda. So this is one function. Another function is to talk to senior management and give policy advice. And lastly, I also travel a lot. The purpose of the traveling is to share the advice and the ideas that the World Bank has with policymakers in other countries. Personally, I also find I also learn an awful lot from talking to people in other countries.
When you're giving advice to the managers at the World Bank, do you feel that you can make a difference? Do you have an influence?
I hope that I do, at least in the long run. It depends what kind of advice we talk about. So I do understand my limits. Coming from Yale, coming from academia, I cannot say that I understand the day-to-day operations. So if it's advice about a specific project in one particular country, the people who have worked in the World Bank for many years may know much more about it than I do. And so I don't have much useful to say in these cases. But I think the advice is much more useful when it regards general conceptual frameworks or the general direction that the World Bank or the research department should go. I think one tends to have more influence over a longer period of time rather than over the course of a week.
Do you see opportunities inside the World Bank for things that it could be doing that are apparent to you coming in as an outsider but having a position of influence there now?
There are enormous opportunities. So I think that makes the World Bank a very exciting place to be. From a pure research point of view, first of all, you are very close to the policy and very close to the ground. So researchers at the World Bank get a sense of what is interesting and policy relevant much earlier than anyone else, much earlier than academics. And also you have the expertise of those who are involved in actual policy that you can draw upon. This is a huge advantage. And then you can implement projects at a huge scale, often involving governments. At the same time, you know, because of the scale and because of the people you have access to, you can potentially have a lot of influence. And the influence goes beyond lending. Many people have pointed out that the lending potential is rather limited, at least compared to what's available in the private sector these days. But where the World Bank has enormous influence is in talking to policymakers, in using the lending as a bait to bring people to the table. And then you can communicate ideas, you can communicate advice that you might otherwise not be able to do.
People are always saying that the World Bank should change, it should do this or that. They don't always recommend the same changes. And it's very hard for it to change very quickly. Do you get a sense that the role of the World Bank is in flux at the moment? Is there a sense that it has to evolve to meet new challenges?
It certainly has to evolve continuously. So it's a huge organization with an incredibly ambitious agenda. The agenda being to eliminate extreme poverty and achieve shared prosperity. So in other words, make the world a better place. One cannot think of more ambitious goals that are very likely to fail.
Mm.
So, and then the world around us is continuously changing. So the World Bank has to adjust as well. And the big challenge right now is how to evolve from an organization that has been traditionally focused on lending towards an organization that sees itself more an intermediary between the private sector and governments, and also as an organization that can be very useful in conveying policy advice. And so that would mean shifting the function of the World Bank from its lending function to a knowledge function. If you buy this vision, then the economists and the research department have an extremely important role to play.
I was going to ask that. What role is that?
It's the creation and management of knowledge. And so to the extent that you think this is really the comparative advantage of the bank, and I do think this is where the main strengths of the bank are right now, its knowledge function and in its convening power. And so the research department that by definition is in charge of creating knowledge and communicating it has a very important role to play in such a world.
Would you like to see more research done where the World Bank is cooperating with outside academics, people in different roles, different organizations?
I think it would be very healthy. And actually, I hope I can contribute to it. This is already going on. So there are many individual collaborations going on between academics and the World Bank. World Bank researchers, for the most part, are not systematic. So you meet someone you get along with, you have an interesting project in mind, you start working together. And there is a lot of that going on in the World Bank. But it would be nice to do it in a more systematic way, simply because research and development has exploded in the last 10 years. There are so many interesting developments in academia. And it would be very productive, I think, to build these partnerships on a systematic basis and collaborate on big-scale efforts.
And when you go back to your old job, how will it have changed you?
Hard to say, you know. It's another 2 years, roughly. I hope it will have made me a little wiser and more appreciative of the difficulties that policymakers face on the ground. But I can tell you in 2 years.
Penny, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Vox Dev Talk. You can find more of our episodes by subscribing to Vox Dev Talks on your podcast platform or visit voxdev.org.